Meditation will be on Father Gerald's deep love of and devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. In one word, Father Gerald synthesized his faith in the Eucharist with the expression he is here. There was no question. Father Gerald had a very limited understanding of Christ's human presence in the Eucharist. I wish to emphasize and re-emphasize, it is Christ's real human presence in the Blessed Sacrament. With that humanity, as we know, was assumed by the divinity. All his writings, all his conferences emphasize Christ's real presence as being his real human nature assumed by the divinity. He was fully conscious of the impression he was making on others. And he frankly admitted, "You might say I am a fanatic." He told the hand me the bears of blood. He added, "I hope I am." Hope I will be recognized as a fanatic lover of the Blessed Sacrament. Everything else, Father Gerald's spirituality either evolves from this or reaches out to this single truth. In Jesus Christ, the living God, in the fullness of his human nature, is here. In season and out of season, he advocated greater attention to Christ's real presence. He told everyone, "We're to listen to him, to be present in the presence of Jesus Christ as often and as long as possible." There was, for Joel's minds, a perfect identity between the Jesus Christ who lived on earth, walked among men, was seen and heard and touched, and the same Jesus Christ present now in the Holy Eucharist. Moreover, Father Joe's one concern was that priests, religious and the laity, would ignore the one who lived among them. I use these words, I can repeat them. I think I know what I am talking about. Father Gerald had no illusion. It's the same, identical Jesus who was conceived by Mary in her womb, born in Bethlehem, lived in Nazareth 30 years, preached, worked miracles, died on the cross, and rose from the dead. That same Jesus Christ is present now on earth. I keep repeating, I've been a priest for 51 years. There's one truth of our faith only God knows. But I sincerely believe most Catholics do not realize the perfect identity between the Jesus in Palestine 2,000 years ago and the Jesus now on earth in the Holy Eucharist. He would ask, where can our teaching sisters steer the spiritual energy carrying on their difficult, physically exhausting work, except by a great love for the Master in his sacrament of the altar? And that is what happened. I know thousands of religious women teaching now thousands of schools in the United States, what verb shall I use, lost their faith, real faith, in the presence of Jesus Christ. Nothing I can say, nothing I can repeat, is more basic than this fact of life. If the novice are made to realize the reality of the Blessed Sacrament, there would be fewer who would later fall away. Sisters would be happier, or they would understand who it is who loves them. 4 years after the close of the council, the teaching nuns, thousands of them, are being told, who are we to be nursemaids to other people's children? Then, quotation, Father Joe's exhortation to the nuns. Dear sisters, love the Blessed Sacrament. The answer to everything in your lives. For a while, maybe in a place where everything is very, very agreeable. But what guarantee have we? Superior change may have a superior who pleases us completely. But a little telegram from the mother house may change it all. Must not build our lives around things can be so quickly changed and lost. Our health, our room, our lodging, our work, everything. What is the one unchanging thing we can have in our religious life? Jesus Christ and the sacrament of his love. I don't believe I've ever said this. I can't imagine persevering in the society of Jesus except my faith in and devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. I will say this. Especially where I live, we have, thank God, a small chapel where the Blessed Sacrament is reserved. Across from the chapel are two television receivers. I'm at the chapel. Turn on my hearing aids. All I would hear is the television going on hour after hour. You don't. You just don't persevere in the ministry of life. Not today. Unless you have a deep faith in, repeat, and love of Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. The same applies to priests. Father Joe made bold to say that the defection of the priesthood are mainly due to neglect of devotion to the Holy Eucharist. Have they repeated by the Holy Father? Twice I was called to Rome. I keep repeating, 1688. Strengthen the faith of priests in the real presence. Do everything you can to restore that faith where it's lost. Otherwise, as I keep repeating to the Vicar of Christ, whole diocese will be lost to the Catholic Church. Amen. In Detroit, where I live, 42 parishes closed less than 3 years. In Chicago, 62 parishes closed. For the first time in the church history of the United States, go through one diocese after another. Part of the literature every diocese now is the closed churches, column after column. No words of mine any more than repeat what I've just said. Other countries have been hit too. The United States is among the hardest hit once Christian nation in the world. And let me quote again for Father Gerald. First in introduction. In every state of life, the secret of Christian happiness and the one means available for drawing close to God on earth is faith in and affection for Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. No quotation. The easy way to love God in the Blessed Sacrament. But you must have the faith. You must have the faith. Your mind must submit to the words of God. What could be easier? Asked Father Gerald. Here is Bethlehem. Here is Calvary. In the glorious ascension. Here is a little Christ climbing up on Joseph's lap, giving his morning kiss. And the little Christ child coming to his mother, asking her to take him in her arms, put him to bed. And the great virgin lover was able, as only God, to give himself whole and entire to each one of us because he loves us. Ask Father Gerald, what is the Blessed Sacrament? The Blessed Sacrament is all love loving. That makes a beautiful definition of God. He needs to be our all. But I keep repeating, 4 years I've dealt with too many who've held their faith and not lost it, but gave it up. Priests, well I know, been hours, days, reasoning, arguing, pleading with a former professor of mine, lost his faith in the Holy Eucharist. Nothing I could say would touch not his heart, but his mind. Someone told me, I used to believe what you do, but no more. I think I should add this. Some months later, on our bulletin board, the Jesuit residence was a note from California. This priest, in most cases it happens, been seduced by a woman. It was a dying condition. Woman would not allow a priest to come close to him. Give his confession and give him Holy Communion. He died unabsolved without the Holy Eucharist. Father Joe, now addressing himself to women whose natural affectivity would understand, must be through them, believers of both genders. Father Joe could not have been plainer. If you had the happiest of human homes, he had the greatest security on earth, if you had the love of the finest worthy husband and children whom you loved, who loved you, it would be only for a few years. Your boy could be sent to war. You might never see him again. Even all your happiness, you ever have perfect happiness, sooner or later, you would know that husband has made an appointment with a heart specialist. He was hiding something from you. Finally, you discover that he knew you only have a certain number of years to live. The shadow of the cross lies over every life. It can't be otherwise, because only by the cross you'll be redeemed. And the cross is terribly hard unless we love the body on that cross. Impossible to tell you many times. Look at the crucifix. I've told our Lord, Jesus my God, you died on the cross out of love for me. Am I to complain because you give me the privilege of sharing your cross? But Father Joe continues, the Blessed Sacrament is for us the body on the cross. It is for us, mother and father, and brother and sister, bridegroom and bride. It's all here. Here is all the tenderness of the Eternal Father. Here is the source of that little mysterious throbbing of your heart, which meant that you are living. O Lord Jesus, like a child, who knows that the Blessed Sacrament is Jesus, each of us, teach us the supreme wisdom of all the Catholic philosophies. St. Augustine was a lover. That is the secret of sanctity. Be a lover of God. But here, in the Blessed Sacrament, is everything. He is all love, loving us. Then he added the prayer, Lord Jesus, like a child, only knows the Blessed Sacrament is Jesus, teach us that the deepest wisdom of all the Catholic philosophies is to believe in you and love you in the Blessed Sacrament. In the presence of the real presence, you should hold nothing back. Be your troubles, be your joys, be your sorrows. Why? Because from him, present in the real presence, we can receive the grace to suffer in patience and to accept his gift in peace. No words of mine can either improve what Father Gerald is saying or add to the wisdom which he is sharing with us. Then, another subtitle, Power Goes Out from Him. In his encyclical letter, Redeemer of Man, the present Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, speaks of the Eucharist as a sacrament on each of the three levels of conferring grace. It's important to repeat this, emphasize this too often. Is one at the same time, Holy Father says, a sacrifice sacrament, a communion sacrament, and a present sacrament. This means the Eucharist, a source of supernatural enlightenment for the mind, of strength for the will. When the sacrament of the Mass is offered, Holy Communion is received, that we receive nothing less than incarnate love to our own bodies and souls. It is the third dimension of the Eucharist. The Eucharist as present sacrament that was especially stressed by Father Gerald. I cannot tell you how many books have been written, how many articles in learned magazines are meaningless, undercutting what we've just said. Father Joel recognized our first responsibility to Christ, humanity, and the Eucharist should be adoration and love, expressed lively faith. Well, the Eucharist, says Father Gerald, is presence only because it's also a sacrament. A sacrament, by definition, confers the grace which it signifies. Here, all this needs to be said. The real presence signifies the grace of power to live the human impulsive demands which the Savior makes on those whom he loves. Repeat. Christ makes the heavier demands on those whom he loves more. It is a definable statement of the Catholic faith. More deeply, God has touched us in carrying the cross. We believe this. More deeply, God loves us. And the Blessed Sacrament, stress on the word blessed, because I give you the light and strength enabling us to bear the cross, to love suffering, to be patient. It makes this service blessed, enabling us who endure the power. What a statement. The power to be happier. The more we suffer in union with Jesus Christ. Not only sheer nonsense, this is plain, unqualified psychosis. The minds of those who don't have our faith, we are, and I mean it, are literally crazy. And as you know, Christ himself was accused of being out of his mind. We're living in a world which is literally bewitched by the evil spirit. The only joy that people look forward to is the joy, happiness that this world can provide. The longer you live, the less you suffer, better off you are. The last thing the world tells its followers is to give up. No, to give up. What you own, let go of the power that money provides. Without identifying him. About 2 weeks ago, multimillionaire told me he is selling his business. His wife is very unhappy. So unhappy she won't even talk to him. She thinks he's crazy. I know the man well. I have millions, he told me. But I want to use them to help souls reach heaven. That in plain English is insane in the minds and the eyes of the world. I've said more than once, one of my specialties is favoring the spiritual counsel to those with a lot of money. We go on. Father Gerald never lost sight of is the power that Christ now on earth gives to those who believe in him and worship Him in His real presence in the Holy Eucharist. How many times I've repeated the episode in the Gospels. Woman bleeding, dying for 12 years, and is not improved. Decided, only I could come to where Jesus was. Or maybe thousands of people surrounding Him. He called under the crowd, and then, remember, put on his toga. Immediately Jesus said to the bystanders, "Who touched me?" And the disciples, "Who touched you?" "Master," they're shoving, they're pushing. Christ repeated, "Who touched me?" Well, the next words are the heart of our faith. I know so much touched me as I felt power go out from me. The nearer faith we are to Christ, more deeply we express our affection for Him present in the Blessed Sacrament. Our faith evokes power from the Almighty God, which I would say there is no equivalent on earth. This is the power hidden in the real presence. When Christ said, "Behold, I am with you all days, even the consummation of the world," Father Joel says he meant it. Let's put our problems away. The realization that He who is all-powerful, holding us in His arms, He is here, really here, in the Holy Eucharist. I've dealt with too many souls in my 50-plus years in the priesthood. I repeat, everyone who ought to draw Christ to Christ, close to Christ, must pay for it. There's no growth in loving Jesus without suffering. Suffering, as I've said again how many times, is the experience of pain. What is pain? Pain is the experience of something contrary to our wills. There are 10,000 times 1,000 ways we can endure pain. Whatever contradicts our wills is pain. He calls somebody in the corridor. "You look at me." That's pain. I speak to someone. "You don't listen to me." That's pain. I smile at someone. Look back at me with a scowl. That's pain. I give something to someone a person has no right to. I may have exhausted myself providing that gift. I need no gratitude. That's pain. I live with others, or so preoccupied with themselves, when I talk to them, I could tell They're not listening. That's pain. Consequently, says Father Gerald, the realization of Christ's divine presence, Holy Eucharist, that is Sacred Heart, heart of a true man, animated by the divinity, is here, says Gerald, this truth of our faith cannot be overestimated. God is here with infinite power as man to help us in every way. What have we to fear? And awesome conclusions, what we are having Father Gerald tell us. The secret of being happy in his valley of tears is to believe that Jesus Christ is here. Won't you believe that? I mean it. You should never give in to a single worry. Anxiety will beset us. Worries will befall us. Problems will be sent to us. But the key is not to be exempt from trials or problems. The secret is to be happy. Know what I'm talking about. To be happy, because the trials and the pain and the suffering are the surest sign of God's love for me. And this God, who is love, who became man, is present within feet away from me when I receive him, literally in my body. All of this, however, presumes. Father Gerald never tired of repeating that the believer believes, not just repeating words, believes that Jesus, who is God, is present on earth, ready. Everything he can, he is God, for our benefit. One closing observation. This faith in the real presence should include faith in Jesus Christ, the miracle worker on earth. I know in my own life, to cope with the trials that God gives me, will take nothing less than the miracle of God's grace. But I am confident, I trust, what I believe, Christ will work those miracles that I need to sustain me. I've said more than once, we should expect miracles in our lives. Remember what a miracle is. Merely something which only God can perform that beyond human natural power. By ourselves, we cannot. Verbally, we cannot. I don't say thrive, even survive, under the trials that God sends those whom he loves. More God loves us, hear it. More God loves us, more he will give us the blessed opportunity of enduring out of love for him. And the secret not only to accept the suffering, not only to endure the pain, it means literally, and I mean this, with an end like endure thus, it means enjoying. I mean, a brazen liar, I did not mean this. Now, I read this in books, read it in my own life, to love pain, a love for Jesus Christ is meant to be, I mean every syllable of this sentence, the deepest joy we have on earth. But where, dear God, where can we obtain this strength? Even to believe what I'm saying, not to say, to experience the truth. The greatest joy on earth is the enjoyment of suffering out of love for Jesus Christ. The same Jesus who was on earth, who died on the cross out of love for me. All this is locked up in our faith in the real presence. I will close. The capstone of this faith in the superhuman power that Christ, His real presence, gives us emanates from Christ's humanity. We know this because we revealed by Christ healing dying persons, even raising the dead, by doing what? Pronouncing human words with a human voice. Told the storm at sea to stop, and it stopped. Told the deaf to hear, and they heard. Told the blind to see, and they saw. Told the dead to rise from the dead, and they rose from the dead. For 1 full year, I taught nothing for 2 semesters but theology of miracles. Miracles are, you have the tense of that verb, miracles are part of the life of Jesus Christ. And that life of Christ not only was 2,000 years ago in Palestine, the life of Christ now is, now exists in the Eucharist. Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist is the miracle worker. We need miracles. Either been your lives, or should either been mine. Lord Jesus, we believe our present in the Holy Eucharist, my dear Savior, we beg you, plead with you, deepen our faith. Deepen our faith to the degree of welcoming the cross in our lives. Give us the grace, humanly impossible grace, to enjoy suffering out of love for you. And we're assured the strength we need from your own divine heart, really, truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.